Okay, welcome back, all of you Ocean Cruise fans, to another episode of Spooky Movie Squad, the horror movie podcast that reviews the best and worst and everything in between in horror, one movie at a time. I'm your host, Otis, and tonight, like always, I am joined by the Spooky Movie Squad, and that squad consists of Katie,
Hi.
Emma,
Oh, hey.
and Micah.
I'm sailing
So, sit back and relax and enjoy our review of the 2023 American supernatural horror film based off of the hell 5 pages from a novel, The Last Voyage of the Demeter. Demeter?
Demeter.
Demeter?
Demeter.
Yeah.
The Last Voyage of the Demeter. The Legend of Dracula is Born. Man, maybe they should have added some more Dracula into the trailers. Might have helped.
Or had a fucking trailer.
I saw one. It was all right. I did see one.
Where was our Keanu Reeves at?
Yeah. Hit that music.
Garbage, ghouls, and autumn guests, take a seat to take a rest. From behind the curtain, a disconcerting nod. It's time to listen to the Spooky Movie Squad.
Happy spookies, everyone. This is episode 348 of this illustrious podcast and chapter 3 in our month of vampire movies. So this is the movie. It's came out in August. So it's a wee baby movie, little one, little legs. And so, like I said before in the intro, this is based off a few pages from the 1897 novel Dracula by Mr. Stoker. Or Bram Stoke. Stroker? Is that what we were saying?
Stoker. Stroker, yeah.
Stroker, yeah.
Doker and Stroker.
Yeah, Bram Stroker. So, and what I mean is, it's the chapter called The Captain's Log. So, now, if you remember, when Keanu Reeves came to sell or help Sirius Black sell his castle in Transylvania, and then Sirius Black ran off, and Keanu Reeves got jumped by his three wives, the ship that Sirius Black got on and sailed over to London, that's the Demeter. That's the ship. This is what is happening. So this movie was... It took a very, very, very long time to come together. It was originally going to just be just a short story, because it really is the idea. But it took a hot minute. But the director, I'm going to mess up your name, I apologize, but his name is Andre Overdahl. And he has done a couple of movies that I have heard of that I have not seen yet. But like Trollhunter, Buddy Steve, the one that I tell him all the time to watch movies, and he says, I ain't watching that. He told me to watch it, and he's like, you would absolutely love it. So one day we'll watch Trollhunter. And The Autopsy of Jane Doe. That was on this year's Halloween Screamathon, and we didn't get to it. We will watch this one day. I've been told it's great. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. He directed that movie. And this movie. So, like I said, this movie is all about the journey from Transylvania to London. A small crew of people on a merchant ship trying to survive against Dracula. Now, you know, if you think about it, this is a prequel or a middlequel to Dracula. So, you know, nobody survives, but it's still a fun journey along the way. So, Emma, what did you think about The Last Voyage of the Demeter?
So, I absolutely loved this movie. Like, I really, really did. I felt like it was a really good beginning of like a limited series, like a three-part series that could have gone into a little bit more before, a little bit more right after.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I don't know. I felt like it was very creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Not scary, but creepy. Fully creepy. Micah?
As far as a monster movie goes, I liked it. As far as a retelling of Dracula, I could leave it. They made him into a pretty good monster, but without all of the I don't know, suaveness of him actually being Dracula.
Yeah, this was like Monster Dracula.
We did Nosferatu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was literally just, you know, the same movie for a third time. Like, yeah. it's just the same thing. Like, it's just pretty much there wasn't a whole lot of variance, you know. So if you know the story, it's just a retelling of the story, which is cool, you know, but just comes across as kind of a cash grab. But as far as a monster movie goes, awesome. As far as a Dracula, I mean, I'd love to see them come out with, you know, since it is so new, I don't know if they're coming out with another one, like a sequel to it. Who knows? Might be a little setup Van Helsing. I don't know. But like, it also was weird because it was hard to read what time period it was, because it was like, well, those guns don't seem that old. Those are like guns from the 1900s. She was able to fire multiple shots just by putting extra bullets in. But it was the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It was the late 1800s.
Was it? I always thought it was older than that.
No.
No, they made a comment about it at the beginning when they were like loading the ship, talking about how this way of travel is about to be ruined because of like basically the Industrial Revolution, like how travel was changing and everything was going to shit for them as a crew, like being on that type of ship, because everything was about to change. Like they were already starting to create or build like the steam liners that would eventually become like the Titanic and the Lusitania and things like that. Like they were on the way to building that type of large vessel already. Mm-hmm. At the time, like it was like a really quick throwaway comment when they were loading up the ship talking about it. But
well, that's why he said this is the last voyage, and he was planning on retiring and the ship was planning on like being done. And
okay, well, I missed that. I missed the subtlety of it. But I mean, as far as a monster movie goes, like I said, like I'm here for good monster movies, and he was pretty unstoppable.
Yeah.
So I mean, well done.
I really, really liked this movie. Like Emma, I thought this was a fantastic little midway point of the Dracula story. And it's a section of the story that we don't ever see in the book or the movie. In any of the movies, there's one in the original Dracula movie from like the 1920s where you see the ship leave and then you see that everybody dies. And that's it. Like, that's all you get.
Yep.
And this was a really cool middle view of that. And they do some really cool stuff throughout this movie regarding Dracula. I thought it was really fucking cool the way that they did Dracula in this movie.
I agree.
And I'll talk about it probably more when we get to the end, like, after we talk about the story. But they just did some really cool stuff with this film, and like it deserved more publicity for sure, because I had never heard of this film. Otis said he saw a trailer, but I think he saw a trailer when he was looking up stuff for this film for us to review it.
This was fun. Now, I thought I was going to be cute and the first one to think this, but other people have also thought this, that this movie is very stifling. It's in one area, people are trapped and they can't get out. That reminds me of Alien, and I was like, hey, it's Alien on a boat. But I wasn't the first one to think that, but it still had the same feel. And that's why I like Alien. They can't fucking just leave. They're stuck here and they have to deal with the problem. Now this movie, for all its, you know, ups and downs, it's you know, thumbs ups and stuff, the look of the whole world looked really cool. It seemed like it was very expensive. Spoilers, it kind of was. Everything looked awesome. And I could tell they put in the effort to make it look believable, from just the boat and the docking area and all that stuff to fucking Dracula. Dracula looked really cool. It was awesome. It's very scary looking. To its downsides of just the way people thought and plans are kind of spoiling my least favorite thing, but just people were really dumb. And I've said this multiple times. I usually say it once a week. you have to have dumb people in a scary movie for it to work. Everybody can't just be smart. But usually if you're trapped somewhere, you can make everybody smart because they can't leave. They have to think up things. There are a lot of moments where people just didn't have a plan. They're like, what do you want us to do? I'm like, anything. And then nighttime would hit. And they're like, oh, no. I'm like, you had all day to try something, but you just sat there sitting on your hands. I don't know. But that's how you get a boring, scary movie if people are like, we should do something right now. But this was a good one. I enjoyed it. Like I said, it had its problems. I did see a trailer for this at some point, and I thought, oh, cool, they're making a movie about that scene from Dracula. Now, for folks like us, it sounds snooty, but people that watch scary movies, we watch like two or three iterations of Dracula. You know, we see the Demeter, I'm saying in American, sorry. You're like, oh, it's the boat Dracula came in on. Awesome. They're going to finally do a story and explain the full story, you know, take 2 hours to do. Well, I always say, my mom would not have understood that was a Dracula reference.
I didn't understand that that's a Dracula reference, and I've watched 75 movies about Dracula and discussed the book ad nauseum with my cousin on Real Lit. Like, I didn't know that that was the name of the boat.
There were steps they could have fixed to make this movie hit a little harder. Apparently, it's also known as Dracula, Voyage of the Demeter. I think they should have just gone with that. And people were like, oh, it's about Dracula. You have to set things up for the dumbest people in the room.
I was going to say, what an easy way to set up your universe, you know?
Yeah. But there were little things that they kind of left out, thinking that, oh, people will understand it's a Dracula film. No, no, you can't do it like that. You play it for dumb people. Now, sure, on the cover and stuff, like, oh, it's a shaded, some type of vampire thingy in the top of it. You know, like, I guess that could be Dracula. It's shaded as shit. I don't know for sure. But like I said, if you just say Dracula, people are like, oh, it's a Dracula movie. Now, I'm still on the fence of vampire movies just don't hit that hard. Now, we talked about Renfield, and it was silly and fun and crazy, but just financially, it didn't do that good. It didn't make a ton of money. Now, I don't know if it's just now Dracula movies, or they're just not tossing out the right ideas.
I think it's Nick Cage is why Renfield didn't do well.
Oh, we'll talk about this one later. But I don't know if it's just the ideas or just what's happening with vampire movies, but maybe they're just not hitting that hard right now. More werewolf movies, please. Those are fun.
Dude, so yes, please. My God. Yeah. I feel like Universal really screwed us all over with the monster movies because they tried to do it and fucking just fell flat on their face with the first goddamn movie. So it's like, great, now we get nothing.
Yeah, they could really run that back and just ignore The Mummy and just be like, let's try again. I mean, they've thrown out other movies that could easily be in the same world and no one would just say anything, you know? The Invisible Man, that movie still happened.
So good.
You could just say like, okay, so we'll start with that one and just keep on going. But I don't know how it works. People get scared. Everybody got gun shy to make another universe of scary monsters, but just fuck it. Just ignore that one movie and just keep going. But no. So the music was done by one Bear McCreary. Now, for all my video game fans out there, you'd be like, hey, I know that name. He's done tons of shows and movies. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Walking Dead,
yes.
The Rings of Power, Percy Jackson, and The Olympians. And Halo. He's done Call of Duty games and God of War. And God of War Ragnarok. That's how I saw his name, because it pops up really, really big.
And the Hurdy-Gurdy too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Black Sails. Oh, my God. If you haven't heard the music to Black Sails, holy shit, it's so good.
It's good. He's absolutely awesome. And he did one movie that Katie wasn't that big of a fan of, Chillerama. And his little brother did the one catchy song from it. But he is down to clown when it comes to scary movies. It's like his absolute favorite to do music for scary movies. And he has done a ton of Christopher Landon films. So Happy Death Day. Happy Death Day to you. And Freaky. He's done music for those. He is now working on a movie called Imaginary. Yeah, so it's the scary version of that movie with Ryan Reynolds.
If
You know how it works. If Katie comes up with an idea, I'm like, fuck that. She's not taking all the imaginary people money. Let's make a scary one.
What's fun is that Imaginary actually had a trailer out before If did. So yeah. I don't think that If was the first. I don't think If came out
first
or was first idea. I think Imaginary was the first idea. And then they were like, ooh, that scary movie looks cool. Let's make a regular one.
Let's make a kid's one.
Yeah.
But no, Bear McCreary, he's absolutely awesome. And I should go back and just listen to the music a little bit more. But I think they could have pumped it up some. But I wasn't against the music. There were other things that made me frown in this. But no, it was fun. This is a good one. Thumbs up. If you want to check out a movie that's really not that scary, it's a creature feature, man. When the more you see of it, you're like, dang, that's really cool. And then it goes away. You're like, damn, I want to see more of the monster. It's just like a good Freddy Krueger movie. Well, the first one. Later on, he's like 5 minutes in and you see his whole face. But the first Freddy Krueger movie, it's like shadows and corners and stuff. And then finally, he's like, nah, look at me. My face looks like oatmeal. And you're like, ah. You know, it's scary. So that was...
Or we corner the monster in a cabinet and we open it up and it sounds like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Babadook.
Fuck you, Babadook.
Babadook was on that track of being just absolutely great, and then they showed too much of it.
Ugh, you were so scary and so great, and then you made that fucking T-Rex sound.
Yeah, it's a mess. Trash. But that's what happens. At some point, you got to show the monster, and sometimes you don't really got to show too much.
That's fine. Show the monster all you want. Maybe you come up with your own fucking sound effect instead of using the classic Tyrannosaurus effect from 1994. Like, from the hit movie, the hit movie series Jurassic Park that has 6 movies and 87 video games.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not. Don't use the most popular dinosaur sound I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I just remember it. I remember that sample from Resident Evil. They used it in that with the dogs at the beginning. They used that T-Rex sound. And then the guy gets eaten. He's like, oh. And he's like, Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I was scared playing it.
The Babadook could have made any fucking sound. You could have had somebody scrape a stick across a cymbal and it would have been fucking fine. But nope. It made a T-Rex sound.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
So we'll get through this story pretty quick. Like I said, it's in one spot. Sans the beginning of this movie. It's very claustrophobic. So there are some points that, you know, important notes need to come up. But honestly, it's daytime. We're confused. What's happening? Nighttime. Oh my God. And that kind of goes, it's like,
that's every vampire movie though.
It's like Paranormal Activity, honestly. All the night scenes are the best because it's like, oh shit, when 3 o'clock hits, somebody's gonna get dragged out of their bed. So sit back and relax, enjoy our synopsis of The Last Voyage of the Demeter. I'm gonna switch over and over because I've heard it both ways. So we go back to 1897. It seems like around August-ish, and we see the ship, the Demeter, it like halfway, it's like sinking, crashing, and it makes it to England. Hooray! It's fucked up, and there are no survivors. But the police, or the, they're called the police, I guess. They find a log held by the captain. And so right when I saw this part, I was like, oh, they're just going to read it. And it's going to be that kind of situation. Nah, they're not doing it like that. But we head back 1 month before. So the Demeter is in Bulgaria and it's picking up cargo for transportation to London. So this shipment has tons of giant wooden crates. Now, I love watching vampire movies where people don't know what a vampire is. And it's like, from us, it's like if Micah and I were walking somewhere and it's like, oh, yeah, we got to ship all these boxes. I'm like, that looks like a coffin. I'd look at Mike and be like, that looks like a coffin. And he'd be like, yeah. I'm like, that's fucking weird.
Now, why are they all the same size?
Yeah, they smell weird. Like a dead body's in there or something. You know, but like I said, you can't have people that know what the fuck a vampire is. It makes everything so much harder. So we see that the locals, they don't want to load the cargo. And they're very worried and scared. And they say, we got to get out of here before the sun comes down. It'd be nice if they just told them what the hell was in there. But that's too much work, you know. So one of the locals hands the quartermaster, his name is, I'm going to fuck it up. Wojcik and another crewman a big old bag of money and tells everybody on the ship good luck. because you're gonna need it, man. It's gonna be rough. So we meet up with Clemens. He's a doctor educated at the University of Cambridge. He's a black doctor educated at the University of Cambridge. I looked up when that would actually be possible, because he says that he was like kind of the only one. Fun fact, the first black doctor from University of Cambridge came a couple of years later. So they were close, you know, but it wouldn't work. But, you know, the actor that played Clemens, Corey Hawkins, I haven't seen him in things, but he played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton. And he's been on Walking Dead, and he has an amazing singing voice I've seen.
Yes, he does.
Because he was in The Color Purple, the new version. And
he was in The Heights.
Thank you. I know I saw his face in something else.
Yep.
And he has replaced Kang. I can't remember his name.
Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors in a movie that's coming out soon. Because Jonathan Majors is... He's having a year, I would say.
He's headed for the minors.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Thanks, P. Diddy. I can't even say that anymore.
Hey.
Topical.
Yeah, very Ooh. Topical. I like it. Like a talk show host, man. Like, oh, this is gold. I got so many jokes. So, Clemens, he hears that the ship is looking for crewmen. You need a couple of folks just to make it to London. You get a nice little check, get there. A check, Jesus. A nice bag of money. And
satchel.
And it's a little bit of work. He tells them that, hey, I'm kind of a doctor. Is more of a doctor than you are. And I know astronomy. It would help you out. And Wojciech's like, nah, man, you don't look strong. And I need people that know how to operate on a boat. So I'm going to pick this old guy because he looks like he knows his way around a boat. So the old guy that he hires, as he's lifting one of the crates that's super duper heavy onto the boat, he sees this dragon emblem and he freaks the fuck out and lets the rope go, or does enough that the crate is falling to the ground. Oh no, it's going to hit that little boy, the captain's grandson. So Clemens comes in and saves little Toby. Hey, Toby, he's from that movie Cobweb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Homelander,
yeah, yeah.
That weird one we watched. So,
Lizzie Kaplan.
Yeah. So, for saving Toby, good job. Clemens gets to go onto the ship because the old guy's like, I'm not doing this. That emblem's bad. I'm not going to tell you why. I'm just going to walk away. You know, once again, he's like, hey, there's a dude in there and he drinks blood.
Dragons.
Honestly, so the Romani people that were terrified of the coffin as it's daytime, and they were like, we should leave before it gets dark. Why don't you just open it? Like, if you know the bad thing's in there, maybe they don't know sunlight's a weakness. Maybe they're like, right. If we open it, he'll just get out and eat us. I don't know. If I knew the weakness of a thing, he's like, hey, that scary thing's in there. I'm like, well, kick it in the fucking water, man. Like, why are we walking with it? You know, I couldn't be in a scary movie. So, hooray, Clemens is on the ship. So we see that one of the crates falls open. God damn. Sorry, Katie showed me a score for a basketball game. The Trailblazers lost by 60 points. That's absurd. God. Sweet Jesus.
And we just left that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's why they lost by 60. You did something.
It's your fault.
Yeah. So we see that one of the crates, it falls open, and it's full of dirt. That's...
I got a box of dirt.
Yeah.
I got a box of dirt.
It's really fucking weird. Now, if you know vampire stuff, Dracula stories, Dracula has to sleep in the dirt where he became, I don't know, became a vampire, where he lived. So he shipped a big ton of his dirt so he could sleep in it. Now, there is something in that dirt. Oh, no, it's a person. It's a woman buried kind of alive. So Clemens starts doing blood transfusions. So if you remember the Dracula movie from the 90s, they used the biggest needles that you can find to stick into your tiny little vein. I don't understand
those
how veins function.
As wide as chopsticks. Dear God.
I don't understand how veins operate after that. But hey, I'm glad they have the same blood type. Oh no, this time of day, they don't give a fuck what blood you need. You just get blood. Yep. And apparently people were fine.
It was either pumping blood in or blood letting it out.
Yeah, I got these leeches, but it seemed like you don't got enough blood for them to work. So let's give you some of my blood. I'm healthy, maybe. So
what's wild is that his solution was like, yeah, this person needs a blood transplant. Let me give her mine. And then more people continue to need blood transfusions. And he's like, yeah, you can have some of mine. Bro, you don't have that much blood. That's not how your body works. Like, what the fuck? Magic blood machine are you? Because it takes...
He might have been eating on orange slices. You don't know what he was doing.
It takes time for your blood to restore. I do know what I'm talking about.
And he was he was splitting his rations. And...
Yeah. And there was no meat on the ship.
At first there was.
I guess.
Nice segue, Katie. Because later that night, we see that the ship's dog, Huckleberry, man, I hope he makes it far into this movie. So we see that all the animals on the ship are killed. Oh no, old Huckleberry, nice old Huckleberry, got the rabies and proceeded to open the cages and kill everything. I didn't know rabies got your thumbs, but what the fuck do I know?
Or bit your neck, so, you know.
I'm just worried about things getting opened when you have rabies. So everyone's like, oh shit, Huckleberry probably had rabies, or one of the animals had rabies, and then they helped him open all the cages and bite everything and scratch everything with claws that he probably doesn't have. Oh well, let's not really think about this, but let's throw all the meat overboard because it might have rabies in it. Damn, that sucks. Vegetables in soup for the rest of the trip. Now, like I said, this is a vampire movie, so every night we get little by little more and more of the vampire. So the first night we see Clemens and other crew members see a shadowy figure on the deck of the ship, and they look at each other like, did you see it? And they're like, I don't know, maybe.
Did I see what exactly?
And then they go to bed. I'm like, there was a dude out there, right? I was the only one that saw that.
I saw a dude. Did you see
the humanities?
Yeah, right. It's a mess. So now Anna, the stowaway on this trip, she tells everybody, hey, I just want to tell y'all that there's a bad thing from Transylvania, and it likes feeding on blood of humans. Now, there's one crew member, I can't remember his name, but he was the voice of reason for a hot minute. He's like, maybe we should listen to her. And the captain's like, nah, full steam ahead. They're like, are we not going to talk about this? People are disappearing. Nah. Back to your jobs. I'm like, what? She just said there's a monster on the ship drinking blood. Maybe we should really like listen to her.
Back to your jobs. You guys are all still alive. You all still have your blood. Great. Capitalism prevails. Go back to work.
It was wild. So we learn in her hometown they called it Dracula. Holy shit, it's got a name. And Clemens says, oh, is it like a monster or something, or animal? He's like, nope, it's not an animal. It kind of acts like one, but it is smart. It's got a brain. Now, she tells them that she was given as, the blood bag. Kind of like in Blade or any vampire movie, there's always those familiars that are like, you can feed off me because I like you. So Anna is a slave for Dracula. So he can feed on Anna on the trip and then get on out and get to London. That's the game plan. So, hey, she's awake now, so I don't know what that means. Now, obviously, we know what it means because Dracula is picking people off during the night. Now, Olgarin, I believe that's how you say his name, one guy gets bit and he gets turned into a vampire, kind of. Now, they tie him down to a table and he breaks free. Everybody breaks free because they get super strength and stuff. Toby scoots off into the captain's quarters, and that seems to be where his hiding spot. Now, Dracula is around also. Now, Toby is bitten by Dracula, gets a lot of his blood just drained. Oh no, I like Toby. Now, we see Olgarin tied to the mast burst into flames when the sun rises. He says, what does he say? I'm hot, or it's hot, or it's burning, I think. And then they're like, oh, he wants water.
Yeah,
and
he said it burns.
And then one guy leaves. He's like, I'll go get him a cup of water. And then he comes back. He's just completely on fire. Like, oh. And so now we see that the sun, the purifying rays of the sun, are the best thing to take care of these monsters. Hopefully they use that to their advantage. They will not in this movie.
Spoiler alert.
Goddamn dumb. So Toby's grandfather, the captain of the ship, is giving Toby blood transfusions, and he isn't doing that much better. And Clemens tells Anna that maybe because he's small, not as strong, doesn't have, you know, the constitution for the job of not having blood in his body, it's bad. And Toby dies. Damn it, I liked him. So they wrap him up in sailcloth for his sea burial. Now, the captain thinks he really sees Toby moving. He's like, hey, my grandson's not dead, even though he was dead a couple minutes ago. And he unwraps him. Unfortunately, the sun, doom doo doo, is still out and sets Toby on fire. Unfortunately for the captain, Toby jumps onto the captain. So now the captain is on fire. It's bad. They push Toby into the water, and that's enough because I guess he was dying. And so now the captain is all types of burnt up. Finally, at this point of the movie, kind of, the crew is like, we should do something about this. There's like three of us left. Yeah. Yeah, you should probably. There was a cook. He doesn't do much. He talks about being like a religious man. And then he like socks somebody and takes one of the little ships or the rowboats out to leave them. That was a very Christian thing of you to do. Oh, well, he gets eaten, so let's not worry about him. Now, they finally realize that Dracula only grabs one person a night. And he's like, oh, he's being an asshole or something. And Anna's like, no, he's rationing out the people on this ship. If he eats everybody, then he'll starve on his way. And plus, I don't know if he can actually man a boat. So someone's got to use the ship and get there. Now, unfortunately, they are getting pretty close to the end. Now, they realize that they have one night left, which means if they get close to London, it's over. And the vampires will, you know, survive in London and take over. No, they won't. Keanu Reeves and his friends win later. But yeah, right now, it's a problem. So they come up with an idea. They're going to shut down all the entrances out of the hold and I guess make sure that Dracula is set up a certain way, and then they were gonna like what, crush him with the mast? Was that the actual little game plan?
I think so.
Yeah, yes. They really didn't have a game plan. They were just,
I think it was meant to hold him there until the sun.
Yeah, they were gonna pin him down and sink the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Depending on your version of vampires, they can't cross running water. So I think this was Dracula's like excuse or his way to get past that technicality, because he's technically not crossing the water. The ship is, he's just on it. So I was thinking in my head, and it's one of my seven words, well, that son of a bitch just fly away, even though he does fly off the boat. That's stupid. He could have just flown to London. I'm sorry, I'm just ruining this movie.
My guess is this is probably reading into it, but it was probably a no survivors kind of deal.
Well, it takes, that's true. It would take too long for him to fly, and there's nowhere for him to stop.
Yeah, and that's true. And he doesn't want people getting there and be like, there was a fucking vampire on that thing, or there's a monster. We should, yeah, because he works better when no one knows he's around.
And he can't fly during the day, so he'd only have the, what, 8, 9 hours of darkness to fly?
Probably boogie, but that's me messing up this movie. So now we see that the captain, Abrams, and Wojcik, they get killed by Dracula. Wojcik like falls really far and blows his like anky bone out. David Desmalchian, he tried his best in this movie and he got fucked up. Polka dot man, he was getting his ass
whooped. Gets fucked up.
Yeah, so it's bad. Anna, she gets grabbed by Dracula and suffocated by the wings, or he's trying to like choke her out, I guess. And Clemens comes up with an axe and hit Dracula in the back. Dracula's like, damn, that really hurt. And he is stunned. So they used a part of the mast and crushed Dracula. Now, this scene could have been a lot faster. Now, Clemens is getting choked out, and Dracula's like, I'm going to take the longest amount of time to bite you. And then Anna, like, cuts the mast, talks shit. Clemens and Anna dive off the boat, and then the mast crushes him. It's like 10 to 15 seconds. And Dracula's like, hey, my dinner. What the fuck? And gets hit with the mask. I'm like, why did he move? She should have been talking shit as she cut the rope. And then he's like, what? And then gets hit. Like I said, I don't know. I didn't make this movie. So, hooray. Dracula is crushed by the mask. I guess that's how you kill a vampire. I don't know. This is our first time doing it, but it looks like we win, guys. The ship is going down. Oh no. The ship hits the coast and hits some rocks, and Dracula gets enough time to knock off the mast, and he's like, hooray. Oh no, this ain't good. So Anna and Clemens, they float away on debris, and Clemens learns that Anna is still gonna be a vampire. Now Clemens is held off the vampiric change because of his transfusion. He's given like pints of his blood at this point, but you can't stop it. I'm gonna be a vampire now. As the day pops up, Anna hops onto the better part of the debris. Katie was like, why did she get on the floaty part? And she caught on fire, and the whole thing caught on fire. I was like, probably for that. And Clemens floats into London. Hey, Clemens made it. The black guy made it to the end. I'm so happy. So Clemens makes it to a tavern, and he is lamenting about the whole situation. He's drawing a picture of Anna, and then he hears a signal that everyone on the crew of the ship used to use. It's an all clear where you knock, what, 2 times and then 2 times?
Mm-hmm.
And that means, like, hey, I can hear you if something's happening, you know. And he's like, wait, who knows that signal? And he sees Dracula in the tavern. And he's like, oh, shit. Now, Dracula, like, sees him and then, like, touches his neck and then just leaves.
Well, it's because he had a big scratch from Dracula previously.
Yeah. And then scoots off. Dracula's dressed all fancy, but he doesn't look like Sirius Black. He just looks like Dracula with a hat on. I was like, oh, he's still ugly as shit, you know?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they were going to show him with an, you know, actual person face.
Yeah. But
especially since that chick made such a big deal about him, like, when he's out and about, he wears the face of a man, and then at night when he feeds, he turns into this creature. Like, come on now.
Yeah, he ain't hot. He's just weird looking. I'm like, ugh, what's wrong with your face? What's wrong with your face? And then you get bit.
So, show us the gross side of your face.
Clemens has no weapons, but he leaves the pub and starts following Dracula, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you for all the people that you eaten and all my friends. I'm going to send you back to hell. I don't know. This version, he might. Maybe Keanu Reeves isn't around. I don't know. But someone had to help him sign all the stuff to get onto the boat. So I assume there still is a Harker somewhere. Jonathan is on his way back to London to save Mina from Dracula.
But also, you can call me Van Helsing.
Fun fact, they were going to add Van Helsing into this movie. They were going to have, at the end, Clemens would meet someone. They wouldn't say, he's like, my name's Van Helsing, and then the movie ends. Just, you know, they would have set it up like, oh, that dude knows what the fuck I fought on this. He's like, I think we could help each other. You know, that kind of thing. But they didn't want to put it in. I was like, you should have. Clemens doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know.
I'm kind of down to see a black Van Helsing. I think that'd be kind of badass.
That would be awesome. I just want another Van Helsing movie. The ones with Hugh Jackman were fun. I think they made more than one.
Only one.
Oh, really? Wow. That's a long movie then. I was like, splitting
it was up. A really long movie.
Yeah. I was splitting that up. Jeez. So, Emma, what was your favorite person or thing about The Last Voyage of the Demeter?
I loved Clemens' role in this. I really liked how he played his role. But I love Toby. Toby was my absolute favorite, even after he point. I was gutted when he burst into flames, and when he got bit, I was like, oh my god, I was full panic mode on the couch. But Toby was so sweet, and so just, he loved his father's job, he loved the whole thing about sailing and all this, and he wanted to be a captain and take over for his father and all this. It was so sweet and so wonderful, and I just loved his character. It brought an innocence to the Demeter that I felt like it needed.
Absolutely.
But Toby was stunning. I loved his character. But aside from Toby, I would have to say that Clement's role in the entirety of how this all unfolded was absolute gold. Micah.
Every time that they redo something like this, they always, you know, have to add a flair that's like more modern. So adding in Hawkins and dealing with his struggle that I have as a 7-word synopsis. So I'll save that one. But adding that in was a nice touch. I thought if you're gonna add anything and bring, you know, make it more modern, it's got to be slightly relevant, and it was very relevant. So, you know, good on him for that. But my favorite character was definitely Captain Elliot. You know, he's like, man, I think I'm done. I'm kind of tired. I see what's happening. You know, it was kind of the whole story of cars is like, yeah, you know, once you get to you get to a point and then you move on for the next generation.
Doc Hudson,
you know, he was ready to give his ship up, and he's, you know, telling Vorchek, or however they say his name, you know, he's like, man, you would have made a great captain. You know, it's like, I know it's hindsight, but I would have loved to have seen you, you know, continue on that he's, you know, being Papa, you know. And, you know, he loses it when he loses Toby. He loses all sense and, you know, starts to go a little mad. But then somebody.
Absolutely. Crispy fried fingers. And he was in there turning pages, reading crazy nonsense from his ship's log. And I was like, my guy, no.
You know, and then he takes a metaphorical bitch slap from Anna. And he's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I am the captain. We need to fuck this guy up. Kind of, you know, kind of thing. So he had. You know, for the good thing was they did really, really, because the setting was so small and everything, they didn't have to expand on too much. Yeah. They did a really good job developing all the characters.
Absolutely. Like
some of them, you know, they didn't have major roles, but they were all written very well. But yeah, and it's always good seeing Liam Cunningham. He usually nails his roles. So, you know, more of him, and I'm good. Katie.
So my favorite thing about this movie was probably one of Micah's least favorite things, and it was actually the gradual change of Dracula. I thought it was a really cool idea and concept that the longer he was in the box, the less human-like he was, because when he very first gets out, he's like this frail, like really frail, really creepy, like
Slender man,
like zombie looking thing. Mm-hmm. And then he attacks the first person he attacks all the animals. And the next time we see him, he's a little bit more human-like. And then he kills another guy or attacks another guy and drinks his blood. And then he's a little more human-like. And every time he attacks somebody and drinks their blood, he just gets a little bit closer to like the formal suave Dracula that we know and from the other movies, from the book, everything that we see in London. And I really liked that idea that he was just this like sickly, like Voldemort in the graveyard kind of looking dude, and then eventually grew to be this insanely powerful like man bat by the time he, you know, kills off the end of the crew.
That was the exact thing that I said when we were sitting there watching this. I was like, it's Man Bat.
Yeah. Otis said something very similar. And I really like that idea that the longer Dracula goes without feeding, the shittier he gets.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really ever see that in any of the other movies. There's a couple of random vampire movies we've seen where like the person will get a little bit weak, and they'll need someone to go get them food because they can't move or whatever it happens to be. Like, they haven't eaten in a long time. But in this one, it was just like, it was just him, and he knew he was going to be like this, which is why he packed Anna away for him to eat. But mm-hmm. It was really fucking cool. And the way that they show him but don't show him throughout this movie was fucking great. All the, like, shadows that the weather and the boat cast on him as he's like creeping around in the dark. So you're only getting glimpses of this feral, like not quite a human thing. And it makes it all the scarier. Like it's not, it doesn't make you jump, but it is creepy and fantastic. And I really, really like that about this movie.
Katie beat me to it, but I wrote down Dracula's look. Like she said, and everybody actually, just the gradual change, and they played it just right. Now, having a villain that comes out at night, you are benefited with a little bit of hiding of things. Just like all the good scenes in Terminator 2 happen when it's nighttime. Like, you remember when the liquid guy went through those prison bars? Yeah, there was moonlight around, which helps hide CG. Now, we got to see a lot of, you know, Dracula's profile a lot of the time and stuff. I would love to just see a picture. I probably could just Google picture of Dracula face from this movie and it'd be like, hey, this is him just standing there eating a Capri Sun, you know, just looking at something. You know, it's just like, I'm thirsty.
Waiting on set.
Yeah. But it was really cool. And like Katie said, the further into the movie, you know, he got smarter because they were really like, okay, well, Timmy got snatched, so now they're a little bit worried. Now I got to be a little bit cooler about this. He starts talking with, I want to say, two or three people left. He's doing full sentences and making jokes and stuff like that. And just like, oh, he's got enough blood in his body. He's like, okay, now I know I'm good, and you guys are fucked. You know, this ship is going real, real slow, but it's going the right direction, so I'm just going to eat everybody. So, but that was pretty spiffy. So, Emma, who or what was your least favorite thing in The Last Voyage of the Demeter?
I couldn't really find a who because I felt like everyone did their jobs really, really well. Even the religious cook guy, I was like, bro, you need to shut the fuck up. But he played his part really well.
Yeah,
so he did. My least favorite thing was the irresponsible doctoring that we mentioned earlier, where y'all out here trying to hand out your blood like it's ice cream. No.
Back in the day, it was easy, I guess, to do
you,
it.
You have nothing to rebuild it. What are you going to do? Be a termite? Eat the wood? What the fuck? So irresponsible doctoring was my least favorite. Yeah. So, Micah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. As far as a character goes, Joseph was probably my least favorite character. He was the religious whack job, but you know, back in those days, you need a religious whack job, you know, especially for scary movies. You gotta hit the tropes, you know. Yeah, in those days. Yeah. But I think my least favorite thing, Katie brings up a good point about him, about Dracula like deteriorating the longer he doesn't feed, but they didn't really do the opposite. He got stronger, but it didn't really change his appearance. And so it was kind of like, okay, I guess, but
it slowly did.
Yeah, but he's supposed to get progressively stronger and progressively more and more human-ish the longer he goes. But even when he hit London, he still wasn't looking all that human, you know?
But to play devil's advocate, we don't know how long he was in that box beforehand because they said they didn't know where the box came for before whatever. And there was hella maggots in that dirt. So he had been like, really, 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 really far past a pleasant looking presentation of anything. So,
yeah,
you don't really know how many folks that man needs to drainerate before he becomes pleasant looking human.
That is a good point, but like, because even Anna said at one point, she's like, yeah, he literally ate everyone. Like, there's nobody left where I come from. They're all dead. There's no more townsfolk. They all been eatified. And it's like, okay, I mean, damn, that's a lot of people to eat on a and consistent he only basis. Her like
to keep going enough to live.
Yeah.
Until he got to London where he could just fuck some shit up.
And you know, there was a moment at like the very beginning on the first kill that he was like scrambling around on the ground and like, you know, picking up the scraps that are, you know, he's licking the blood off the boat. And it's like, damn, he's kind of a kind of a bitch right now, you know, but
down bad.
They don't really do anything with that. It's just kind of like a random moment of, damn, he's feral. And then it's like, but he's Dracula. Like, yeah. I get that, you know, you're hungry, but it didn't really work for Dracula. You know, if it was a minion of Dracula, sure, maybe being a little feral and all that kind of stuff, but
a little will.
I don't know. Having a moment of weakness would be one thing, but I don't know. They didn't really make him less feral as the movie went on. So that was probably my least favorite thing. Kitty.
Oh, racism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's right, it. It's terrible. Don't do it.
Yeah. So I went with terrible plan/no plans at all. Now, if we were on a ship, if we didn't know what a vampire was, but we saw one of our friends get set on fire and kind of look like a monster and be like, oh shit, that thing bit him probably and put this super rabies in his body, but the sun killed him. Huh. Maybe we should do something with that.
Maybe somebody should roll for perception.
Yeah. But it's more of, I'm going to take a nap. Like, oh, it's nighttime. Oh no, the monster's out. So it likes the night. Maybe that means the sun really scares it. Nah. Let's just get eaten. It was just really, really dumb. And then at the end, they were like, we should really do something. And you know, David Dismalchin or Vocek is like, you're not destroying my ship. I'm like, dude, it's like two of us left. Like, you're going to die before we get anywhere. He's like, but this is my ship. I'm like, that's so stupid. If that was my ship and there was a monster on it, like, we're burning this bitch down. How far are we from London? Oh, we're like a day. Okay, we got a rowboat. It's going to suck, but we can get there. Yeah, we'll just trade off and just row. It's going to suck balls, but we'll get there at some point. Yeah, let's burn this thing down. Let's burn this mother down, Pookie. Just, what was that, White Castle? Yeah, Harold and Kumar, I think. When they stop at that McDonald's, let's burn this motherfucker down, Pookie. So it was just really dumb. There was no good plans, and they just waited till everyone got bit. And then finally, people were like, I guess we should fight back. Yeah, let's do that now. And they kind of almost won, but once again, we got to see the end of the Dracula story. So he's going to die soon-ish. You know, after a couple of months, he'll die. So let us do 7-word synopsis. I have two of them. My first one is, burn that ship down, you crazy assholes. Like I said, I don't care that much about this ship because I don't want to die. Set it on fire. Or there's a point where Clemens and Anna find the coffin that he sleeps in. He's like, we know where he sleeps. And they don't do anything else with it. They could have just burnt all the stuff down there and just be like, okay, he has nowhere to sleep. He's hiding somewhere down there because he's not in that coffin. Maybe he's in another coffin. Maybe we should open the coffins. But they just open one and they're like, oh, okay. He's in here. Maybe. That was just, I don't know. There were a lot of dumb ideas. So my last one is, London is in sight. I'll just fly. Like, at the end, it was like raining and Dracula's like, I guess I'm going to eat y'all. Oh, hey. I see London over there. It just flies off. Just like, yeah. But like I said, you need an end to a movie. Katie.
Fantastic story and excellent perspective shift. I really liked that this was completely, not completely different, but a new viewpoint into a story that we've heard and seen.
That was cool.
Like hundreds of fucking times. We got to see a part of the Dracula story that we never seen before, and I thought that was really cool. And then reminded me, I really like movies on boats. Like, yes. I don't know. I just like, oh, that movie and that movie and that. Fuck. I really want to watch more movies on boats. And then my last one, underfunding advertising ruins movies' chances of success.
Yep.
This movie probably cost a shit ton of movie money to make. And I did not see anything about this movie. Like, I do not remember seeing a trailer about it. The first time I heard about it was when we started talking about it for Vampire Month.
Mm-hmm.
I know a whole bunch of people who love scary movies, and I have not heard a single person say a damn word about this movie. Like, the advertising for this movie was not great, and it reminds me a lot of the Mean Girls musical movie that came out last year as well. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, we're doing the Mean Girls musical, except this trailer that isn't a musical, so we're not going to tell you that it's a musical. You just have to, hopefully you fucking know that. Bye.
Yeah.
And then no one saw that fucking movie. Cool. Like, maybe advertise what the movie's actually fucking about. Like, if you advertise that this was about Dracula, people would probably go see it. Just fucking saying. Micah.
Make no mistake, we call him Dracula. at first, when Toby runs, so you know, when they're running away from the monster on the boat, I was like, oh, you leave that boy out of this. He, in fact, did not leave this boy out of this. And when I was talking about, you know, what Katie's been bringing up and Hawkins' challenge, it was, I need the world to make sense.
That's a really good one.
So powerful when he started talking about that, when he's talking to Warcheck at the end. And it's like, holy shit, man, that was really well done. Fuck. Yeah. that's like Goosebumps level, you know.
That was good.
Presentation of that line. But yeah, those are mine.
Okay. I had, may God have mercy on your souls. And then, good thing that wasn't John Wick's dog.
Yep.
And I do not fear you. You will.
Yeah, that was good.
He is evil masquerading as a man. And then my alliterative, Nosferatu, nose, no, nose, nastily, nix, nautics.
Awesome. So this film came out August 11th, 2023. So what do you cool kids think the budget for this film was, Katie?
$50 million.
Dollar.
Damn it, Katie. That's exactly what I had. I'm going to say $45 a dues.
45. Micah.
Well, I was leaning 48, but that's really backing me into a corner.
Well,
I'll say $38 a dues.
What's this $1 million? We do not operate in millions here.
I stopped myself. Nobody saw me take my finger off the chess piece. Right? Finger's still on it.
Sorry, I forgot. It's been a minute.
So, oh, yeah. That's the sound when someone hits it just right. So,
oh, shit.
The budget for the last voyage of the Demeter was $45 dues.
God damn. All right.
So, what do you cool kids think the box office was, Katie?
I said not at all enough.
Not at all enough, but if you had to put a number on that.
$15 dues.
God damn, 15. Emma.
$50 dues.
50. Micah.
$60 dues.
60. Check out Emma and Micah trying to be nice. And check out Katie being realistic. So, the box office for this movie was
$21.8.
It did not do good.
Because it's a scary movie that did not advertise well.
Yeah. It's rough. It was rough. It came out it was a couple of months before. Actually, I can look at my notes. Renfield came out in April of that year, and Renfield, kind of the same amount. Actually, Renfield was $20 dues more than this movie and made around the same money. Now, like, yeah. I said, I don't know if vampires aren't the thing right now, or
I don't think it has anything to do with vampires personally. I think Renfield cost a lot of money because the cast was spectacular. Like, everyone in the cast had a name. And that's where, and they spent tons of money on that and the effects. Like, Nicolas Cage was looking fucking great when he was Dracula, when he's all burnt up and shit. And then the trailers for that movie, on top of it clearly being like a Nick Cage, like, kind of weird looking film, which nobody sees the weird Nick Cage movies. It also looked like it was going to be just a comedy. and not like a serious take on vampires or like a scary horror take on vampires, which it definitely was.
They did that thing where in the same year they released basically the same fucking video, but one of them is a parody and one of them is not. Yep. And often neither of them is a parody, and they're both supposed to be taken seriously, but they get advertised as the counterparts to the other one, and then it fucks them up both.
Absolutely. So this movie got mixed or average reviews and an average grade of a B minus, but it's not enough to get people in the seats. Now, August isn't a bad time for scary movies, but you know, it's before October, and I always think that that's the best time to drop scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
But usually a big scary movie will come out. You don't want to just get pushed out because it's like, oh, Freddy Krueger or vampire movie. I'm like, I don't watch Freddy Krueger, you know? And so, I don't know, September might have been a little better, or you just give a little bit more to trailers. I did see a trailer for this movie, and I was like, cool, Dracula on a boat. Like, that's his journey. And then this happened. You know, months go by, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I never watched it. So I guess I'm part of the problem. You know, a lot of people were not the solution. But it was very much I'll catch it later. It's not burning a hole in my pocket that I need to see that, you know. But, like I said, I guess I'm part of the problem. So, Minority Kill Count, that's a big fat-ass fucking zero because the black guy made it to the end. Woo-hoo! I guess the black dog didn't make it.
That's not true. One.
Who?
The religious cook.
Oh, yeah. I think
he was true. He was Asian. Answer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Just the survival of the one black guy and making it so far. Like, you're going to make it? And then he did. I was like, hooray. I ignored everything else because he kept making it. And I was like, oh, holy shit. He might make it to the end. So he did. So let's add one. So the new number is 470, and a Tito turtle, and a house, and a plane full of vampires, and a black bear. So, does anybody have anything else to say about the last voyage of the Demeter before we get out of here?
You would go really spend money on it.
Watch this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, it's in the vein of, if I had a scale of comfortable to smut film, this is a lot closer to the comfortable side. I could show anybody this film and be like, this is cool.
I probably wouldn't show this to kids. Because is a lot of blood, and then the animals dying is... That could scar some kids.
For sure, you know? But I think just scare-wise, just about anybody can watch this.
It's not scary.
Not terrifying. There's some scenes you're like, ugh. But it's a enjoyable ride all the way through, I think, scary-wise. So, it's a thumbs up for me, but it could be better. But, I mean, we deal in scary movies. After a while, you start seeing the same things. It's like, let's go into that weird room. Like, how about you don't? But then we don't get to see them get ripped in half. So I'm like, oh, yeah, keep going. You know,
like that Geico commercial. Why don't we just hide behind the wall of chainsaws?
Yeah, that's let's smart.
Get in the running car.
The killer was so confused. Like, what the hell? What? Why aren't they running? I don't know. So with that is the end of this episode. If you have any other cool fun facts about, I don't know, shipping coffins full of dirt and maggots and I don't know, white women, you can tweet Katie at
Allentown Pod.
We have an email
at allentownpresents@gmail.com.
We have a Facebook at
Allentown Presents.
I think she was Irish, but lighter than us, so you know.
I think she was Romanian.
She was Transylvanian.
I think the actress, I think she was actually Irish, but I don't know. Romanian, she was lighter than us still. So, this was episode 348, In the Pocket, In the Books, Out of Sight. So, the music you're listening to right now that is Flipping the Combined Effort, Flipping the CE anywhere you can find them. Studio Fitas, thank you so much for the artwork. So we have one more movie, a vampire movie, to check out before we are done with this month, and then we will continue into, I don't know, Redacted. We'll find out what we're doing soon. I have a couple of ideas. I need to do some reading if we choose one genre. It's like last year, I need to do some reading. But like always, thank you so much for listening. And for sleepy old Bella, for Katie, for Emma, and Micah, thank you so much for listening. And we will be back next week with our final vampire movie. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Toots.
Ah, yes, they called the constable, and here I am arriving at this beached ship. What are all these boxes? Oh, there's nothing in here but dirt. Wait, let me taste some of this dirt and I'll see where it's from. Bleh, bleh. Oh, God. Bleh, bleh, bleh.